What is up, my friends from the internet? This is the Tech Yeah Games podcast, here with my co-host Leo.
Happy to be here, as always.
Happy to have you here, as always, Leo. This is my favorite time of the week, yeah. As we discussed last week.
Hell yeah, same here. I'm always looking forward to it.
So if you're out there and you're a faithful listener of the Tech Yeah Games podcast, you may have noticed that you haven't seen our shows for a little while. That's because I mislabeled them.
Because we got canceled by Twitter.
Yeah, we got cancel culture. Yeah, I mislabeled them. They should all be up today. I'm sorry about that. I know
we got canceled probably, by Tony.
You guys were, No, I'm not going to platform these bigots. I'm sure you guys were very pained by not having the episodes, but you'll have them now. I apologize.
Yeah, hopefully, your life can get back to some level of normalcy now.
Yeah, the true tragedy of 2020 yeah. was the Tech Yeah Games podcast.
As if it wasn't bad enough. You
expected it. Yeah. With that out of the way, so this has been a pretty. I wouldn't say exciting week of game news. It's just I think most stuff happened last week as far as the console launches. Mm-hmm. And have you gotten a PS5 yet, Leo?
No. I actually wasn't even thinking about it that much just because I'm, you know, I have a lot of other games to play and I'm trying to wait. And I do feel strongly that launch consoles are kind of a mixed bag. And then I watched the Digital Foundry video, the review, and I was like, fuck.
They did it again.
I really want one now. And luckily, I can't get one. Like, even if I did want to spend the money, I couldn't because they're not around. So it's not a huge thing, but I definitely am much more excited about it than I was. And you know what? It's kind of fun to be excited, you know?
Yeah, I just got the delivery notification for mine, and I am hyped up.
Yeah, it's a fun feeling, isn't it? Like, as you get older, you get less of that. But there is something really fun about, like, oh, man, I can't wait. I can't wait to hear about it next week. So y'all will definitely want to tune in to hear our initial or Tony's initial thoughts on it.
Yeah, the worst part is it's a busy day, so it's like, I don't even know if I'm going to get to play it. Am I going to stay up late tonight? I have to work tomorrow.
Well, Thanksgiving's right around the corner, so that'll be a perfect time. Yeah.
I'm going to Big Bear for Thanksgiving, so maybe I'll just take it with me.
I don't know if it'll fit in your car.
I don't know if it'll fit in my car.
You need like a semi-truck.
I mean, the Honda Fit does have class-leading cargo space.
Oh, well, so, that is true.
You know, maybe it will.
It was designed specifically for a PS5.
Yeah, it does. It actually does. You got the fold-up back seats. Like, you can fold them down to go flat, or you can fold them up to go tall, so you can just slide it right in there.
Yeah, you could do vertical or horizontal orientation for the PS5. It's perfect.
Yeah, it's actually specifically designed for PS5 storage, so I'm pretty hyped about that as well. With that being said, Leo, did you get to play any games this week?
Yeah, I did. I played some more Halo. And I know I've been talking a lot about Halo just because I've been playing through all of them in a row. I actually just finished.
Hey, you're a Halo dude now.
Well, it's actually been really interesting just playing all of them back to back. They're not very long. So it's actually almost been like playing one game. But it's actually been a really interesting way to play. It's just go from the beginning to the end. I just finished. Since last we talked, I finished Halo 2, Halo 3, and I just finished Halo ODST today. So there's only one left, which is Halo 4, which I've never played. And, they're interesting games. They're definitely not great games. Like, I will say, I can say that with 100% certainty now that I've played through almost every single one in a row. But they are fun, and they're interesting. And it is an interesting way to sort of experience the evolution of the first-person genre as a whole. I will say that I think Halo 2 is the best by a pretty significant margin. And I have to say, the advancement from Halo 1 to Halo 2 is quite extraordinary, considering they were on the same console. It's like a... It's really like night and day. Like Halo 1 feels very, very old and very like classic FPS design. And Halo 2 feels very modern. And it's kind of incredible that Bungie was able to make that transition. You know, and that was around the time of Half-Life 2 and Doom 3 and when that renaissance was kind of happening. But it's sort of neat to see such a direct lineation there. But yeah.
Yeah, I do think Halo 2 is peak Halo.
Yeah.
You know,
it's really good. Like, the story is interesting. The story is never great in Halo. Like, I'm sorry, but the lore is pretty, like, all over. It has that Bungie issue where it's like they just expect you to know everything and never explain anything, like Destiny. But the story is kind of cool because you have the Arbiter, you have, like, the Covenant side and the human side coming together, which is sort of interesting. And then Halo ODST is kind of cool because it is, like, a sort of a spinoff and sort of experimental. Which is, it's not a great game, but it's sort of an interesting experiment. I wish more people kind of did that. So I play a lot of Halo, to tell you the truth. But I also played a lot of VR, because thanks to you, there was a Humble Bundle with a whole heapin' helpin' VR games for very cheap. So I played a lot of The Walking Dead, Saints and Sinners. Did you get a chance to try that out?
So I like jumped in for a minute and did the tutorial and stuff, and it seems neat. I honestly wasn't like that into the feel of it. I know like you were very into the feel of that game. So
I was very into the way it looks, in that it like, I don't know, it looks a lot better, and I don't mean like fidelity wise, like realism wise, but I feel like there's a lot of detail. Like when you're exploring the graveyard, it just looks really cool, and it really feels like you're there in an interesting way.
It's got a good style to it. It kind of follows that, what was the
Telltale, yeah.
The Telltale games. Yeah, it kind of has that Telltale style, or it feels sort of cel-shaded.
Yeah, like vaguely cartoony, but it's still very serious.
That's like elongated, like, you know, everything, like everything's a little too long, right? But it kind of, it's very self-aware. Like it takes it very seriously, you know?
Well, I don't know if you got to the first like mission, but it's pretty interesting because they pop you in a city. And you kind of have to explore going in this old mansion that's like abandoned, and there's zombies here and there, but not too many. And it's pretty cool. Like you're exploring this rundown mansion. There's a lot of detail everywhere, and you're scavenging, grabbing items that you think might be useful later. And then, slowly opening doors and hoping there's not a zombie there. And if there is, you got to stab them in the head, which feels really cool. I don't know if you got a chance to do that, but like
the stabbing is cool.
Yeah, it's really neat. And it's sort of a visceral thing that I hadn't experienced in VR before. You know, it's pretty grisly, obviously, but it's like a, I don't know, it's a nice fit, I think, killing zombies in VR, and it's not the first game to do this. There's, you know, Arizona Sunshine, and I'm sure a million other zombie games, but it's the first one that has that sort of tactility to it that I really enjoyed. And then the time limit's interesting, and like the scavenging, it's pretty stressful, but I like it. I think it's a cool game. It's like, it's more ambitious than I was anticipating for a licensed game, and it feels very cohesive and whole. I also did get a trainer for it, which kind of makes it fun too. If you just throw on infinite ammo and invincibility, makes it a very different game, but that's kind of fun too. If the stress is
a turn, you can just kind of rampage.
Yeah, totally. And I'm just like, have all these guns, and that's kind of a fun experience as well. And people are like, you know, you can just walk through places you're not supposed to be able to get to. You know me, I love cheating in games.
You do love cheating in games. That's true.
It's a power fantasy, you know?
But yeah, I can say that it's definitely like the more of these kind of premier VR experiences, I think the better. And I think this is definitely one of those, right? It definitely feels complete and well-made and
made for VR.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And made for VR. Yeah. I feel like you could put, especially people that were into that genre and type of thing, you could definitely put this headset on them and they would be very impressed, right?
Absolutely.
Like it's just immediately impressive, like the world you're in and how you interact with it, right?
Yeah, and it runs really well, and I definitely like it. I think you nailed it. It does feel very premier, and even if you don't like it, you have to recognize that, like, hey, this is cool. Like, and to your point, the more of this, the better, for sure. The more games that take VR seriously, you know? And are designed for it.
Yeah, it's just so sensible, right? Yeah. Like, even the little tutorial area, right? It's like it's so tiny, right? But it shows you the weapon, the basic weapons, and every time you go to the weapons, there's a little chart on the screen that's like, here's what all the buttons do. You know what I mean? So it's like if you try one section, you're like, why couldn't I do this? In the very next section, you could see, oh, where was that button? Yep. You know what I mean? Like that kind of stuff, I think, is very neat. Yeah. I think the way you pull out the flashlight and pull weapons off your back and pull stuff off your hips.
It's cool.
Yeah. Or grab your backpack. Like, is very, it's very well thought out and fun. Like, that's what I mean. It makes sense. I feel like it's one of those. It's like, I think the hard thing about VR is like, how do you make a game that you could throw somebody in that will make sense to them too, right? Like that they don't have to be like VR pros to like navigate through this stuff. Or you're not trying to tell them like, oh, hey, just push this button, push, you know, like it's so hard to give people direction in VR.
Yeah.
So yeah, I just think it's really well made in that sense.
Yeah, I agree. It's pretty elegant as far as, I mean, it's still VR, so it's still by definition kind of clunky and weird. And that's just where it is. But as far as VR games go, I agree with you. I think it's pretty elegantly designed. I also played another one that, I'm forgetting the name of it. It's the military one. I think it's called like Zero Caliber or something.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, Zero Caliber, I think is right.
Yeah, it's something along those lines. And I played that for like an hour and it sucks. Did you get a chance to try it?
No, I didn't try it.
It's pretty bad. A, it made me sick, which I never get sick from VR, hardly ever. So that was kind of surprising. And it sucked because I was sick for like 2 hours afterwards, which I was not expecting. Like after I took off the helmet, I was like, oh, Jesus. And I felt nauseous for like 2 hours, which sucked. And I'm not, couldn't really put my finger on what it was. I mean, it's an FPS just like The Walking Dead, but The Walking Dead's never even given me a twinge of nausea before. So I'm not sure. I wish I could be more specific about kind of what triggered that, but I will say I never get sick from VR, and this game got me real sick.
Maybe it's just so bad it made you nauseous.
Yeah, it's so bad that my brain was just like, Jesus. I mean, it's kind of fun in that it's like, you know, it's like a Call of Duty clone, except it's in VR. But it's like a pretty bad, like, piece of, like, shoddy knockoff, you know what I mean? It's like a D-level Call of Duty clone. And, yeah, it's just, it's not polished. The writing's really bad, and it's just, you know, it's fine. Again, it was free. I'm really glad I didn't pay for it, but, you know, I spent an hour with it, and it was perfectly fine, but it's definitely not impressive or really fun, and it made me sick, which is not a good endorsement for a video game.
Yeah, even from looking at it, it just seems like the opposite of what Walking Dead brought, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Where that game seems, like, purposeful and
that's
like, well-built and well-thought-out, and this seems... like, we're going to make Call of Duty. Yeah,
and but it's we don't have the budget for it, and it doesn't really work very well with VR. I mean, it is fun to have, like, a nice, you know, a cool gun that you have to reload, and you should go and shoot people, but it's not like, you know, that is a fun formula in VR. But this is just not executed very well.
Yeah, Skybound seemed to know their scope and what they could make.
Yeah, and they have experience.
And what they could make just fun, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think you run into that all the time. We've talked about it before, but just kind of this... this kind of futile desire to, like, chase realism in VR.
We're not there yet.
We're not even there, right? Close. So just make it fun, right? Like,
And make it purposeful, the edges, like you said.
Yeah, round the edges a little bit. Everything doesn't have to be, so realistic, you know? So just soften it up and make it fun to play.
Yeah, like, I wish to God Nintendo could make a VR game. I think that would be so interesting.
It'd be so good.
Like, that's what we should strive for. It's like, whatever Nintendo would do, not trying to be Call of Duty. But, yeah, those are the main games I played. I played a little bit of Overwatch here and there, but those are the main ones. Did you get a chance to play any VR games this week, or what did you get up to?
God, think if you could be Mario, right?
Dude, you'd get so sick.
Bro, if you could be Mario... And it's like, you know, it's late night and you walk into the Peach's Castle.
Right. This is a very different kind of VR game.
Bottle of Chardonnay, right?
Peach doesn't drink, okay?
And some grapes. You kind of make your way upstairs.
Put on some nice music.
You unclip those suspenders. They drop to the ground. They get stuck on your oversized shoes. So you kick those off. Man.
Get that mustache ready.
What a life. So what did I play this week? I've still been playing a lot of Population 1 in VR. Honestly, like, I have so much fun with that game.
That's cool.
Like,
I gotta check it out.
It's so hard for me to kind of justify putting other time into VR games because, you know, really, like, my brain can only handle so much VR in a day.
Same.
Right? Like, I play for, like, maybe an hour, and then I'm just like, I'm exhausted.
An hour is about
this.
It. Yeah. Even, yeah. Like, yeah, it's pretty...
An hour is a long time for me in VR for a day, right?
Yeah.
And I am exhausted. My head's a little fucking shaken up. I'm starting to get a little sweaty. Yep. And I'm just like, okay, I got to put it down. And when I get into Population 1, everybody's nice. Like, we tell jokes. We have fun. Like, it's so... the social side of it is a good time. Everyone's been very nice.
That's cool.
Some people... I've been getting into some worse games lately. I feel like the game is kind of thinning a bit as far as population. Which is a bit disappointing.
Soon it'll be Population 0.
Soon, right? But, you know, I kind of expect this game not to have a long shelf life, right? Yeah. I think VR, you know, big multiplayer games like this really are... I mean, they need to have solo queues, so it doesn't really matter, right?
Are there bots?
You know, not yet, I don't think. I don't feel like I've played against bots, but, I mean, maybe there are bot games. I haven't felt like I've been in a bot game yet, right?
Interesting.
I haven't just dominated people standing still in most bots.
Yeah, you can't really be AFK in VR. I mean, I guess you can. You just take the headset off, but...
Yeah, which is funny when people go AFK in VR because their head drops to, like, their waist level.
Yeah, just like it lands on the ground.
Their arms are above their head or something, right? You're like, what are you
something's
doing?
Something's going on here. This is not a pro-level strat.
Yeah, this is not a pro-level strat. But, yeah, the amount of times in Population 1 where everyone just started, like, dancing in the pregame lobby or something. You know, like, silly stuff like
that
just happens so much.
That's huge.
But I have a lot of fun playing it. And I do like the game. So I've been playing a lot of that in VR. What I did play, I think that was interesting, is I finished the Call of Duty Black Ops Cold War campaign.
Okay, cool, yeah.
This week.
What are your thoughts?
The game's still bad.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't realize all Black Ops games were going to be the same, right? Like... I thought the whole point of Black Ops was, like, kind of, you know, Cold War kind of Vietnam era, like espionage and,
yeah.
You know, black ops, right? Like,
oh, that's why they call it that.
Like secret sites, yeah. And, you know, clandestine operations. But really, it's just mind control is what black ops means, yeah. Right? Like,
yeah, it's almost like they should just call it psyops.
Yes, yeah, they should just call it psyops because it seems like that's the tying, you know, the what ties the black ops games together is like they're all going to have some mind control twist at the end, and that's what makes it black ops.
Yeah.
And it all felt very rote, you know, like I guess spoilers, right? If I don't know, yeah. If you don't want to be spoiled, I mean, by the black ops,
I don't care at all.
If you don't want to be spoiled by black ops, then don't listen for the next 5 minutes because I'm definitely going to spoil it, right? But you go through some very basic missions, right? Like, and they try to do some different things. Like, there's a little heavy reliance on stealth in parts of it, which I don't necessarily enjoy, but it's not very difficult.
Yeah.
And there's parts where you're, like, you know, stealing uniforms and sneaking around and pulling off these little, like...
Yeah, it's like Mission Impossible style,
kind of. Yeah, that kind of stuff. But even that doesn't feel very unique. It's not that many missions. Then you get to the end or like the last stretch and it's like, can't go back after this. And you know, then it's like, oh, you know, you gotta go into your mental past and, you know, yeah. Like repeat this thing. And I feel like they've done this before in the game, but it's like, they tell you like,
it's the Animus.
take the left path. And then you take the right path and it's like, no, you're supposed to go left. You know, like, I feel like I've done that exact thing in one of these games. I don't know if it's Black Ops or a different game,
yeah.
Right? Where it's like you're maybe reliving your past.
Black Ops 3, maybe?
I don't know. Where you're reliving your past, but you do it wrong, right? And then, like, your handler is all, like, upset or whatever. They're trying to guide you down the right memory path.
Yeah.
Through these implanted memories. But yeah, so... That all seemed very kind of rote, you know, and eventually you kind of get to the ending, right? Or like the last mission and, it gives you a choice. Like, they uncover that you're actually, a bad guy agent that they implanted.
Oh my God.
They implanted memories of being an American Vietnam vet in to make you like manageable and make it so that they could eventually pull out like the secret information they need from you. And, you can basically decide at that point, do I want to tell the truth or do I want to lie? And do I want to stay a Russian agent? Right. And so of course I stayed a Russian agent, yeah. Right. Because
just to see what
these
happens.
People that yeah. implanted memories in my mind. And I kind of hate my team in that game. Like, most of them were fine, but like Adler, like that Robert Redford looking motherfucker,
yeah.
Seems shady the whole game. He's just got I don't like anything about him. You know, Woods is like a lot of these people you've seen in the game, and there's a bunch of hoorah motherfuckers, right? Like, there's nothing
that gets old kind of real fast.
Yeah, there's nothing redeeming about them as people, you know what I mean? Like, they never, they never, like, share, like, emotionally, like, about, like, themselves. Or you yeah. never have any connection to characters. Them, right? Yeah. And so, you know, in my mind, I'm just like, fuck these people, right? Like, fuck them to hell. And so I chose to lie to them.
Going back to Gorbachev or whoever.
Yeah. And the best thing about it is when you lie to them, your next mission is to, you know, lead them somewhere for an ambush. And then, like, you put off the ambush and your mission is to murder them all. And so you're like chasing them down fun. And killing your squad. And I found that to be a lot of fun. Like, that was the only part of the game I really liked.
That's funny.
Was murdering my squad because fuck them. And then you nuke half the world. So,
that's cool.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of heavy.
It has a happy ending, at least.
Yeah. I mean, at this point in 2020, I was like, why couldn't we just nuke the whole world? Right?
Let's
like,
just be done like, with it. Come on. Enough already.
Yeah. Like I... As much as I'm happy to be rid of this Euro trash and get them off the planet, like, you know, North America's got its problems. Yeah,
you know
too,
what?
Right? Like,
I don't know if North America needs to be spared right now.
Asia's hands ain't clean. Yeah. Right? Yeah. So, like, why don't we.
Maybe a nuclear get down fire really... can, you know, cleanse everyone a little bit.
Yeah. Why don't we make this happen? Africa seems fucked, right? Like, let's just do
take
this.
It all
let's
out. Go.
Yeah.
The only thing, fuck those New Zealand penguins, seems right? all right. Maybe we yeah, leave New Zealand. Can... Fuck Australia, it's though.
If we destroyed the world and only New Zealand was left yeah, to repopulate the Earth, right. I think it would be better. I think it would be okay better for everyone. Yeah.
Did you find the game to be subversive at all? Like, I always...
No.
Really? That's unfortunate. I mean, I always... I do I always talk about this, but I feel like Call of Duty, at least some of them, gets kind of a bad rap for just being like super jingoistic and military fetishization, which it is for sure, no question. But there is a vein of like subversiveness in there, at least with the ones that are memorable to me. And I think that gets overlooked sometimes, but that's not to say they all have that. And this seems like one that easily could have, right? Like maybe it did have something to say about America and its place in the Cold War, the 80s. You know what I mean? Like there's a lot that could be said there, and it doesn't have to be blatant. But I was just curious if there's any of that or if it was played pretty straight.
I mean, I feel like by the ending, you're kind of led to believe that, you know, Adler was right. Like these black ops clandestine operations are the only way, you know what I mean? Like, and by subverting, the noble fucking, war criminal, you have doomed mankind, right? Like, which I think is a real bad takeaway.
Yeah.
You know, in some ways I almost wish, like, I think the thing I kind of like about Modern Warfare in some ways is it's almost like this bimbo-fied version of the military, right? So it's kind of laughable, right? Like it's, there's something kind of funny about how hoorah Modern Warfare is and how much it like buys its own shit and like leans into it and tries to get you to care about these characters by seeing them as, you know, when they were children and fighting fucking Russian invaders in their town. You know what I mean? Like it's trying to pull your heartstrings a little bit and it's a little so over the top that you're like, okay, like I get this. Where I feel like this game really didn't do any of that, at least not in a meaningful way. And, you know, I feel like the kind of emotional hooks are supposed to be in the fact that you were kind of mind controlled and manipulated, but you're a bad guy too, right? Like no one's good in this.
Yeah.
So it's like, who fucking cares? Right. Like,
it's almost like normally nihilistic.
It's very nihilistic, right? Normally I would feel bad about making the bad choice. And this is, I guess the one thing I can say is this is one of the first games that gave me the freedom to feel like making the bad choice was fine.
You know, whatever that's interesting. Like, I don't know what that means at all, but that is interesting.
Yeah, like that, thinking about it in retrospect, that is interesting because that's not something I normally would be very comfortable with, right? In some ways, like, I'd be like, no, that's not kind of how I want to be. Like, I'm not the villain. In this game, I definitely felt the freedom to be the villain because of just kind of how shitty and unattached it is. And
sounds very, like, cynical.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
And not in, like, a compelling way. And not like a interesting way.
It's just not good. And you know, by the end of it, you're so frustrated with you're not. And by the end of it, like, so, like, you know, Adler's like the Robert Redford looking guy, right? I don't, you've probably seen him with the fucking aviators on and the leather jacket all the time, right? And I wear aviators, so whatever, but
so do I.
I feel embarrassed when I wear them indoors. Like, mine are lightly shaded, and I forget to take them off, and I'll be wearing them, like, through Target, and I feel like such an asshole when I walk out of the store. But that's neither here nor there. But, like, you know, he fucks up your mission so much, right? Like, you'll be fighting and, like, working your way up through a hallway, and he'll come running past in front of you, and you shoot him on accident. It's like, friendly fire will not be tolerated.
Yeah, it's like Natalia and GoldenEye, right?
Yeah, and you're like, come on, man. Like, I'm not trying to shoot this motherfucker. Like, let's just get this game
out of my way.
Yeah, get out of my way. And, you know, by the end of it, I'm just like, fuck Adler. Like, can we please murder Adler? Like,
I've shot him so many times, and now I finally get to do it legit.
I was begging for a chance to meet up with my comrades and, like, lay down some justice on these fucking capitalist scum, right? Like, maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's trying to convert us all into fucking communists.
Maybe,
because I'm into it now, I mean, right? Like, after all that, like, I'm down for the red communists, right? Like, yeah, so I'm not a big fan. I talked about it a lot last week. I feel like I've already talked about it a lot today, too, so I'm sorry if
it was on me. I was interested just to hear your... Because I do like Call of Duty
Cold War cast.
Yeah, Cold War cast. I think someday I will play it. I wish there was a way I could, like, borrow it from you or something, but... Because I'm not going to pay for it, but...
Maybe you can log into my Battle.net account.
Maybe something like that, but... Yeah, I don't know. I like Call of Duty campaigns. I mean, even at their worst, they're still usually pretty fun, and they look nice, but it's a shame that... Yeah, so shame it's not a little more compelling, but anyway, glad you got to play it.
Yeah, and there's some fun, I mean, I don't know. It's like, I'm like, oh, there's some fun moments, but it's just like, it's just very generic first-person shooter moments, yeah. And I think that would be more fun in different games.
It just, you know, it just like, seems like Modern Warfare really was like, hey, if you're going to play a Call of Duty game, just play this, right? Like, it was kind of the peak. Yeah.
Modern Warfare was just too good.
Yeah. Yeah, it really was amazing.
It really, like, such it's a great game.
Very hard to top.
Yeah, I'm still blown away by how good Modern Warfare was, yeah. Especially the more first-person shooter campaigns you play afterwards. Yep. You're just like, oh, these, like, don't got it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And Modern Warfare looked better than these games by, like, a long shot, that's interesting. Right? Like, that's another thing that is just, like, so interesting is just Modern Warfare looked amazing.
Yeah, I know. It looks like, crazy.
On my 1080,
well,
right?
Like, it was coded well. Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, like, 1080 is getting a little creaky these days. And even so, it ran amazingly, and it looked absolutely incredible. Man, I want to play that again.
I know. I kind of want to play through it again, too. And now after all this talk and playing Black Ops, I'm like, man, I should just play Modern Warfare again. Like, that's just a good-ass
do that one-ass
game.
Mission where it's kind of like vaguely open world, and you're trying to find that dude, and you have to go in the different buildings, and it's all at night.
Shooting all the lights out.
Yeah,
it is so cool. And yeah, and I feel like that's a big thing that this game is missing, like that sense of like agency and like manipulating the world around you.
Yeah.
You know, like shooting all the lights out. And like,
it sounds so simple, but it's huge. And being able to put on the night vision.
Creating this murder town, right? Yeah. Where you're like, you have the night vision, you've plunged everyone into darkness, and like now they die.
Popping them out,
you know? Yeah, it's so perfect. Like, it's so great. Yeah, I love
it. I know what
game.
I'm doing this afternoon.
Oh, man, I wish. I got a lot of stuff to do. Plus, I gotta go get that sweet, sweet PS5. Yeah,
first world problems. Woo!
Other than that, I tried a couple other games. I did try that Archangel Hellfire game in VR.
Yeah, what'd you think?
I barely played it. I could actually, the audio didn't work at first.
Oh, that's funny.
And I just kind of closed it and never went back, to be honest.
Yeah, I reviewed it not too long, or I don't know, when it came out a couple years ago. I remember I went to one of the E3s and actually got to meet some of the developers and play like a build, and you know, it was fun. And again, this was kind of a few years ago, so it's like early VR, so I think I was more easily impressed then. And I did play through the whole thing and reviewed it, and it was, you know, it was fine, but it's definitely not great. It's fun to be in a giant mech, but that, you kind of get the entire experience within 20 minutes, and then it's like, okay, I get it. That's fun. The end. Like, I'm not going to play through 3 hours of this.
That's kind of what I thought, too. The cockpit stuff is really cool.
It is cool, and it looks nice.
Right.
And I figured it's kind of up your alley since you're into Japanese shit like that, like big-ass robots. And
how's that Japanese?
I don't know. Don't they mostly have big robots?
I mean, a lot of cultures have big robots.
Not really.
MechWarrior is not a Japanese game.
That's true. But that's different.
I think you need to apologize to the people of Japan.
I'm not talking about the people of Japan. I like this stuff. I'm just saying. They like big robots there.
I think you owe the people of Japan an apology.
Right. People of Japan, I am so sorry.
They don't accept. They don't accept.
Wait, who are you to speak on behalf of the people of Japan?
Yeah, I'm just
because you watch a lot of anime does not mean you live in Japan.
This show's canceled.
Damn it, again.
Again, and once more, we're canceled. But yeah, I agree. I think you do quickly kind of see the good parts about it, and
it's fun.
I just didn't see anything that compelling.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? As far as like beyond the cockpit.
Yeah, once
stuff.
You start walking around, you're like, "This is cool," and then you're quickly like, "Okay, I get it." And that's basically the whole game is like, yeah,
it's not trying to do anything different. Yeah. You know, which is fine. But
well, and when it came out, it was new and. You know, it felt just the novelty of it was enough, but that's not really the case anymore.
Yeah, and it is just novelty.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like, yeah. All right. Well, with that being said, that's kind of what I got through. Oh, I did play one other thing real quick,
please.
Before I sign off. In VR chat now, they have Among Us.
Oh, wow. And, oh, that's awesome.
I played that in VR chat, and it was fun and ridiculous and terrible.
I went in a VR chat yesterday and noticed a lot of Among Us avatars running around, so that explains it.
Yeah, one time I was the imposter and there was four of us left, and one of the people put on a avatar that was a giant spider, and I quickly announced I am the imposter and murdered it. And everyone else voted me to win because I killed the giant spider. So, like, that's the kind of hijinks you get in VR chat Among Us. Yeah, pretty good. I honestly, like, we should jump in VR and try it one of these days because it's pretty fun, especially doing it together.
Yeah, I'm down.
There's another one where there was a couple, like, a guy and a girl, and they had, like, these over-sexualized anime avatars, right? And one of the other guys was the imposter, and he was trying to separate them so he could talk to the girl. And just that, watching that play out over, you know, five rounds of Among Us was amazing. Yeah. It was hilarious
VR
to watch.
VR chat's fascinating. I really do like it.
It's, I like it more and more every time I try. Like, just, the more I understand it and kind of get used to the systems involved, I'm like, this is actually pretty like entertaining.
Yeah, it's like a, it's really like an interesting microcosm into like human relationships. It's like a, I don't know, there's something very compelling about it. I don't spend a lot of time in it, but every time I go in, I'm like always tripping out and always smiling because it's just such a, it's just a, such a bizarre experience.
Yeah, and I don't understand how like some of these situations you walk into, it's just like trying to like piece together how they started.
Right? Yeah, totally. Like, you're right.
So I jumped in it like this might have been last week, and I walked into like a bathroom in one of like the social areas, and in the bathroom there were two guys and a girl, and they all had like, they look like K-pop like avatars on, like obviously they were like anime style, but they were like, I don't know, very K-pop looking. And one guy was just sitting there, the other guy was like hard flirting with this girl, and she was like into it, but like playing like I'm not into it, like you just from the outside looking in, right? Obviously she could have just left if she didn't want to hear it, right? And it was just like this fascinating thing of like, did you guys come in here together and like, or are you guys like at college together and like you know, met up here, or did you happen to run into these people with similar skins in the bathroom and start flirting? You know, like, like
just, who are you? Like, what is your story? Yeah. I agree.
Tell me what happened here. Like, how did we get to this place?
And there is something so fascinating about like not knowing who the person is, right? Like where they're from. Yeah. All you know is their voice, but they could be anyone, you know, they could be like, they could be any race, any part of the world. And all you know is their voice. And that is kind of neat. And there is something very like, yeah, I'm always so curious. Like, who is this person? Why did they choose this avatar? What the fuck are they talking about? Like, I don't know. The whole thing, it's fascinating.
Yeah, or are you a preteen boy or a girl?
Or a, like, or a 40-year-old man pretending to be a preteen girl. Or who knows, right? It could be anything.
Yeah, anything, right? Like, it's just, it's really fascinating. And just,
and it's
the
low
way
risk.
My mind works, the way my mind works of trying to, like, write this canon for these people, you know, that I don't really want to know, you know what I mean? But just, like, the headcanon is
I like
so
not
great.
Knowing. I think if you did know, it'd be, I wonder if I, when I was young, when I was 14 or whatever, if I would have really enjoyed this or not. I have no idea.
I would have been all over it.
You think so? Yeah.
I was so into chat rooms when I was younger, like, I met so many girls when I was a teenager in chat rooms, right? And like met offline. Like I dated girls from chat rooms, like predominantly, right? And it's weird. It's a weird.
It is.
Like, especially back then, it was so weird, right? Because like those kind of communities were, I don't want to say small, but very specific. You know, now like
very
the internet's so wide. Yeah, now the internet's so widespread that it's not really a thing, right? But you know, back then it was so much more niche, it's a strange time. But being that kind of person, I think like VR chat is that now.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know what I mean? It's just a modern version of that, and it's really fascinating. Like you don't have to engage. Like me, I'm kind of a lurker. I just like go into conversations and listen and trip out and leave. But yeah, even if you're not trying to be social, it's still just a, it's just very interesting.
Yeah, for sure. All right, with that, let's take a quick break, and we will be back with some news. Hey, Leah, welcome back. Did you enjoy your break?
No, I was battling against bots PS5. It's a fucking nightmare, man. They're just, I don't know who these bots are, but they're just irascible. Can't beat them.
All right. Because you're my friend, I'll sell you my PS5 for $1,200.
No. Okay. You're so nice.
I am so nice.
Didn't you got a bundle, right?
Yeah, I had to buy a stupid bundle. That's funny. So I got PS5 digital, which I kind of wanted anyway, because it looks so much better.
It does. It really does.
I got an extra controller. I got a $100 store card, store credit card. I got a year of PS Plus, which I'm not super happy about because no one pays retail for PS Plus.
Yeah.
But I just did. And then I had to buy the stupid camera.
What is the camera for?
Streaming mostly.
Yeah, that sucks.
I don't know if I should keep it because they might use it for things later, you know, like they did with the PS4 camera, like they used it for VR and stuff. But I don't care. I'm gonna try my best to sell it. as quickly as I can. And that was like $680 for the bundle. It's basically what everything together cost, yeah. Right? I figured I'm going to spend $100 in the store, yeah, so that's sure. not a big deal. I'm going to buy another controller, so that's not a big deal. Paying a little more for PS Plus, whatever. And then the camera's the only thing I was like not interested
yeah.
in.
Yeah. That's not bad.
Dude. Yeah. All in all, not too bad.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to jam through these stories real quick because I want to go over these Game Award nominees.
Yeah, for sure.
First story, Super Mario Bros. 3 variant breaks world record for most expensive game ever sold.
Yeah, that's crazy. I've got a pretty significant collection of old games, but I've never, obviously, I'm poor, so I couldn't buy this even if I wanted to, but B, that's fucking crazy, man. It was 156,000.
156K. It was in basically mint condition, certified in the plastic little frame thing that they put these in. It's a 9.2 rating, whatever that means, A+.
Yeah.
But why it's so expensive is because the Bros and Super Mario Bros is on the left-hand side when you're looking at it. So it's under the M in Mario.
Yep.
And that supposedly is extremely rare.
Is that worth $100,000 is the question.
$156,000.
I know. Well, the $56,000, I understand. But the extra $100,000.
Yeah.
I guess. So that's pretty. I assume it's just a very wealthy person who, you know, it's strange to me. Like, what's he or she going to do with it? Like, stare at it, frame it, put it on the wall? Like, what do you do with that? And again, it's coming from someone who has. I'm looking at it. Plastic bins filled with old video games, but even so, it's just like, what do you do with that? There's no way he doesn't wake up tomorrow or whatever and be like, ah, shit. I could have, like, paid for a bunch of kids' college funds.
Well, not a bunch, like two kids.
But, yeah, fair. depends on the college. Depends on how smart the kid is.
Yeah, I mean, a bunch of kids go to community college for that money. But yeah, I don't know. It doesn't say who bought it, right? So we don't know if it's like going to a museum or
that's a good point.
Or kind of what the future is of it. Because I don't know. I just don't feel like there's that much draw for like a gaming museum. So it's not like you could just, use it to fund like ticket sales or something, right? Come see our Super Mario Brothers 3 box.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I don't think you're going to draw a lot of traffic in that way. Yeah. But
I'd probably go.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Make a YouTube video of you like, opening it up and playing it, and I think
or like throwing it in the trash and burning it, lighting it on fire.
I could definitely see you making a series of YouTube videos based on it that could that could put you in a position to make more than $156,000.
That's true. That's a good point. That's interesting.
All right, these people need to focus on marketing.
Well, I don't think if you have $156,000 to spend on an NES cartridge, you probably don't need to focus on marketing. Like, you probably do it all right.
And what if you used a small business loan to take that money out? And this was part of your business plan. I'd like to see where this money came from. I need to follow the paper trail.
You should work for the IRS.
I should work for the IRS. all right. Next story. Nintendo wants no politics in Animal Crossing New Horizon.
No politics. Get
the politics out of Animal Crossing. Okay.
Nintendo's
games
just
are political.
Yeah, right. Tell that to Ubisoft.
I know.
Yeah, I guess Nintendo are just big Trump supporters. Who knew?
Yeah, they love Trump. I know earlier in the year they got in trouble with, they had Hong Kong protesters doing things in Animal Crossing, and they had issues with China. China, like, stopped sales of the game for a while. I don't know if that's even still in place. The story doesn't actually comment on that. And then there was the Joe Biden Animal Crossing Island, the kind of funny thing they did, which was cool, I guess.
I think it was cool to some people. Not to me, but...
I don't know. That seems so cringe to me, but if that's how you want to spend your time, do whatever you want. But Nintendo's not into it, right? Nintendo basically said, let's see, where's the part about?
I love reading the way they write this language. Yeah. It's so like, I don't know. I always enjoyed reading these like press releases.
Yeah. So please be aware of the game rating and not engage in activities that go beyond the rating.
Stop sending dick pics, please.
Or shaping your trees into dicks.
Just stop, guys. Come on. Please, we're begging you.
Yeah, I just want to see Tom Nook's feet, right? That's all I want.
I do.
Please refrain from using game inappropriately or creating any content within the game that would be considered vulgar, discriminatory, or offensive.
Which is funny because that's also so subjective, right? Like, don't be offensive. Like, what the fuck does that mean?
You'll know when you see it.
Yeah, exactly.
Please also refrain from bringing politics into the game.
Yeah, Joe please Biden. Not share,
yeah, please don't share false information in the game with anyone. And do not deceive others when using the game. Please not leverage the game as a marketing platform that directs people to do activities, campaigns outside of the game, including directing people to sales pages, coupons, sweepstakes, giveaways,
yeah,
yada, yada, yada.
Don't use this as a marketing platform, basically.
Yeah, you're not allowed to obtain any financial benefit from using the game. I mean, I think kind of good on them. I think there's a... I think the Joe Biden case is pretty milquetoast and not really like the problem. Like, I don't think that's what spawned this kind of discussion. If anything, I think the traffic that kind of thing, like the newsworthiness of it probably did, you know, like caused them to be like, maybe we need to just like axe this stuff. Cause, you know, I think they get in more hot water with things like, you know, the Hong Kong protesters or, you know, I think marketing stuff, right? Contests and stuff where you go to an island or you see advertising. You know, totally, it's fucking Animal Crossing, man.
Yeah.
They want kids to be able to have fun and go to islands, and they just don't, they don't need no heat.
It is, you know? It is interesting, though, isn't it, that, like, the president-elect, whatever, you know, I'm not getting into that, but he is president-elect, is part of this Animal Crossing story. Like, isn't that kind of fucking crazy if you just think about it? Like, it makes sense now, because we have context. But imagine, you know, 15 years ago, if you're like, yeah, yeah, the president-elect is going to be, like, involved with Nintendo to some degree, unofficially, in, like, a campaign. Like, it's fucking weird.
It is weird.
It's so weird. And now Nintendo's saying, like, yes, I know the president of the United States, like, used this as part of his, I mean, not him personally, but, you know, it's a strange, it's strange how it's all become so entwined. It's very 2020.
Yeah. I mean, it is very 2020. But, you know, I think people using the tools they have at their disposal to push the ideas that they want to push is normal. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think that part's too strange. So I think this is just kind of an extension of what that has become in this modern age of connectivity, right? Like things like this are just kind of products of that.
Yeah, for sure.
But it is weird. It is weird seeing Joe Biden's weird avatar.
Yeah.
Especially because the avatar looks 40 years younger than he is. That dude is 78 years old.
Yeah, he's not a young man.
And he has dementia.
Well,
I don't know. It's so scary.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Hey, there were plenty of Democrats. This is a politics-free zone, like Nintendo said.
Yeah, I'm not trying to say you should have voted for Trump, but there were plenty of Democrats I thought would have been.
Agreed.
Far more capable.
Yeah, it's a false choice they made us make.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the point, right? Yeah. But that's not what we're here to talk about. Someone is already playing Cyberpunk 2077.
Who is it?
What's going on? Give me a copy. Give me that sweet, sweet PS5 juice. I don't have a disc drive. I couldn't play it if I got it.
See, this is going to come. So that's what's going to happen. You're going to get a weird random copy in the mail for some reason, some mix-up. It was like meant for, you know, some big wig over at IGN or something. You'll get it. And then you'll be like, no, I don't have a disc drive. Damn it.
If I got a copy of Cyberpunk 2077 disc right now, I would sell it.
How? You'd have to go on the dark web.
On the dark web.
You have to sell it for
Bitcoin. That's exactly what I would do. Yeah. I would.
You have to put up the cyberpunk.2077.onion and fucking.
I want 5 million Dogecoin. For my copy of Cyberpunk 2077.
That would actually be really in theme with the game, you know?
Yeah, I think not only would that garner me a lot of Dogecoin, but it would make the price of Dogecoin go up, right? Immediately.
Yeah, you'd be manipulating currency markets.
I would destroy the Dogecoin market. I would sell out immediately all that Dogecoin and convert it into Cyberbucks.
And then you could afford a PS5 with a disc drive. See?
And then I could afford a PS5 with a disc drive. Yeah. So it looks like discs have made it out to some retailers already. Retail copies have been printed, and someone got their paws on one. They streamed it on Twitch for 20 minutes, but it was just the opening that we've all seen.
Did it say which version it was, by any chance?
PS4. OG PS4 running it, actually, it says. There's a leaked video. You can find it if you Google for it, of just that first 20 minutes. It's not that exciting because it's stuff we've already seen. Right, like it's the stories that it got out in the wild. The story really isn't anything new from the game, because that is all kind of existing footage. But I guess I think the thing is, it kind of shows it might not get delayed again if it's already in the wild like that. But who knows?
And I am genuinely curious to see how it performs on older consoles. I mean, I'm not going to buy it on an older console, but you know, it is a this is an interesting time where it is that transition from PS4 to PS5. And you remember it with the PS3 and PS4. Like, it's always interesting to see how games like straddle that transition. And we have another year of that. People like sort of delicately trying to put out two versions and try and pretend like one's not horribly inferior. It's always just kind of interesting to see.
I'm excited to have a PlayStation that can actually play games again.
Yeah, and that's not going to go...
Because my OG PS4, like wants to
die. It was a workhorse,
die.
But man, I got to put it down.
Like, anytime I put a game in that thing, I'm just like, I'm sorry. Like, I'm so sorry. Because it is just like, oh!
It's like, please,
like, it's just like screaming at me.
I don't
want to
play God of War. Have you seen the detail on his pecs?
Yeah, can't you see how hot I am? Like, I can't do this. It's like, just keep fucking going, man. Keep going. All right, let's get to these Game of the Year nominees, or these Game Awards nominees.
Yeah, I'm excited to talk about
this. Out of here. Because this is going to last us a little while, I think. All right, so The Game Awards nominees came out this week. I'm going to run through them real quick. Sure. We'll talk about each category as I get through it, and we'll skip some of the dumber categories. Mostly like Esports Player of the Year. We don't really have a lot of input on that. So we'll start at the top. Game of the Year. Doom Eternal, Final Fantasy VII Remake, Ghost of Tsushima, Hades, Animal Crossing New Horizons, and The Last of Us Part 2.
Yeah.
Who's going to win, Leo?
I think Hades will win. I think The Last of Us 2 should win, but I think it's just such a... It's kind of like how Red Dead Redemption was last year or the year before, whenever. It was like, it was almost like, yeah. Obviously, that's the best game. Like, that's what's pushing the medium forward, but it's also so huge budget. It's like letting a Marvel movie win Movie of the Year, you know what I mean? It's just like almost not allowed.
Yeah.
And I haven't played Hades. By all accounts, it's incredible. I'm not saying it's not. But I have played The Last of Us 2, and I will say that that pushed video games forward in a way that is really not... It was not talked about even enough. And I know there's a lot of discourse about it, but that game was fucking incredible. Unlike anything I'd ever played in it. I'm sure Hades is great, but there's no way it had like the level of impact as far as pushing the medium forward. So I think Hades will win.
Yeah, I think Last of Us, especially in this context, right? Like, really becomes like this... It's strange how things become these like tribal fulcrum points in the media and kind of culture, right? It is a shame. And I feel like Last of Us Part 2 is one of those things where it's like you kind of have to have the right opinion on it. You know, like, and I think the right opinion is to not like it, right? Yeah, like, just... don't like Neil Druckmann, don't like Last of Us Part 2, they're fucking evil. And I don't think everyone feels that way, but I think that that vein runs pretty strong, and I think that will hurt its
chance to win
Game of the Year.
Even though it's clearly the best. Like, clearly, by every metric.
Yeah, where I think Hades is universally loved.
It has no baggage.
It has no baggage. Yeah. It's safe. Yeah. Characters are well written. And it's a good game.
No,
I like it a lot.
Sure. I look forward to playing it. I haven't yet. But again, in no way am I saying it doesn't deserve it. It does feel like The Last of Us 2 got kind of handicapped by the coverage of it, which is not fair to the game itself.
Well, and Hades is so much smaller than The Last of Us, right?
Yeah.
Like, so that's kind of why it seems unfair to like take a game that is
it's not really
great,
a fair comparison.
Well made. Yeah. And trying to do so much less, right? Yeah. Like, it's just trying to be a fun game. The writing is really good in Hades. So I will give him that. There's a ton of dialogue, and it is good.
Oh, I can't wait to play it. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's great. I suggest you give it a shot. Yeah.
Oh, no doubt. So which of these games have you played? I guess I know the answer, for the listeners.
Just the last three. I didn't play Last of Us. That's just Hades, Animal Crossing New Horizon. I played a little bit of Remake, Final Fantasy VII Remake, but I didn't play Doom, Ghosts, or Last of Us, mostly because Doom I have no interest in, but Ghosts and Last of Us, my PlayStation will die. So maybe now that I have a capable PlayStation, I'll play it.
I played Ghost of Tsushima, you remember, I loved it, I thought it was amazing, but it definitely was not revolutionary in any way. It was a really, really good, fun, awesome open world game. Like, it was... I'd say it's the pinnacle of like open, like traditional open world games right now, which is awesome, but it's not revolutionary in really any way.
Have you tried the Legends update for it?
Yeah, I think I talked about it last week a little bit.
Oh, we did talk about it. Yeah,
I played it briefly. I actually intend to play it some more this week because I have the week off. So I'm going to dive into it a little bit more. It's really cool. And like I said last week, the fact that it's free, it's like, even if it sucked, it's not like you can hold it against it. The game was awesome already. So the fact they put in like an interesting class-based multiplayer mode is fucking awesome. Like,
One of the games I'm most excited to play on PS5.
Yeah, the idea of that in 60 FPS is extremely compelling because I think it was absolutely gorgeous game. And I never had a problem with 30 FPS in that game. Like, you pretty quickly adjust your expectations and it looks so good it didn't bother me. But yeah, playing in 60 FPS sounds completely rad. I would love to try that. I will definitely revisit it once I have a PS5.
All right, so a lot of these are repeats, so we don't have to talk about these games every time they come up. I feel like six games got released this year. Best Game Direction, Final Fantasy VII Remake, Ghost of Tsushima, Hades, Half-Life Alyx, Last of Us Part 2.
Has to be The Last of Us.
Doom got kicked out. Yeah, it has to be Last of Us, for sure. Like, if nothing else.
That's just total bullshit.
I mean, maybe Ghosts, right? Like, from just what I've seen.
Ghosts is great, but it has enough. It's... Ghost is very traditional, which is not a bad thing, but The Last of Us like pushed everything forward in a way that was completely brand new.
I don't know. I saw a video of the protagonist getting juggled by arrows while Mr. Blue Sky played in the background. And that was fucking...
I don't think that was the director of the game, though. I think that was a different guy.
That's not masterful. I mean, that's the best direction I've ever seen in my life.
Fair enough.
So if that's a different category. What we're judging on, yeah. Best narrative, 13 Sentinels, Aegis Rim. I don't even know what that is.
It's the new Vanillaware game, which actually sounds pretty fucking cool and experimental, but I haven't played it.
Final Fantasy VII Remake, Ghost of Tsushima, Hades, Last of Us Part 2.
And not to just beat an old drum, but it's gotta be The Last of Us.
Best art direction, Final Fantasy VII Remake, Ghost of Tsushima, Hades, Ori and the Will of the Wisp, Last of Us Part 2.
I haven't played Hades, but I suspect Hades deserves that one, right? I mean, you've played it.
I would think Hades by a long shot, right? Like, I think it's, if anything, it's the art direction. So, I mean, Supergiant, like, their art direction.
Yeah, that's
good.
Like, there's one thing they do well.
Dialogue and art direction, they just do so great, you know? Best score in music, Doom Eternal, Final Fantasy VII Remake, Hades, Ori, and The Last of Us Part 2.
I actually have no opinion on this one. Like, I bet the Doom Eternal score fucking kicks ass, but I haven't played it yet. So I don't really have a preference here. The Last of Us 2 had cool music, but it wasn't like, you know.
From the small amount of Final Fantasy I played, that music's good.
That music is good, but is that fair since it's a remake?
I mean, what's fair in this world?
Whoa. That's a good point.
Best audio design, Doom Eternal, Half-Life Alyx, Ghost of Tsushima, RE3, Last of Us Part 2.
RE3 had good sound design, but that's just because I'm an RE3 stan, so I can't really...
I think the really sound design is good in RE3.
I can't say it's the best, so I don't really have an opinion on this one either.
I kind of hope this goes to Alyx, just because from what I've watched of it, it's got those Half-Life sounds, and they're so good, right? Like, they're so ubiquitous.
Yeah.
Best performance.
It's The Last of Us. It's got to be.
Ashley Johnson as Ellie.
Yep.
Laura Bailey as Abby.
Yep.
Daisuke Tsuji as Jin Sakai.
He was pretty
Logan
good,
but, Cunningham as Hades.
I don't know.
Najee Jeter as Miles Morales.
I've only played some of those, but I will, again, The Last of Us 2 was like, those performances were exceptional. As for which one was better of those two, that's hard to say. They were both extremely excellent. So
I don't like Abby from what I've seen, so I'd go Ashley Johnson.
Yeah, she looks, she doesn't. Yeah. No, there, Abby's awesome. So actually, I would have to go with Abby just because she's like such a complicated like character that I think it was really hard to play her. Like, that's right, not
then I changed my vote. I changed my vote to Miles Morales.
Fair enough. I'm excited to play that. Are you getting that?
Yeah, I'm getting that today.
Nice. Yeah, I look forward to hearing about it.
Games for Impact, I'm going to skip. Because this category is just a fucking mess.
Should be called Genshin Impact.
This category is trash because Genshin brought it there. But half these games I haven't heard of, and the ones I have no interest in playing. Yeah. So, best ongoing, Apex Legends, Destiny 2, Warzone, Fortnite, No Man's Sky.
No opinion, but I guess I would say Warzone. But I don't play any of these games, so I don't really care.
I would say Warzone. I think it just has the most cultural impact, but I feel like that's what best ongoing is, right? Is like a measurement of what games kind of.
But wouldn't it be more? Wouldn't it be more like a measurement of the games of the as a service implementation?
Yeah, but I think that's all part of like how it captures the zeitgeist, right? Like,
yeah, I guess that's true.
I just don't, you know, because I think in a lot of ways, like you could say, well, No Man's Sky is like this.
It's got people talking.
No Man's Sky. Yeah, I don't like that game. Yeah.
Well, it's not going to be Apex, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I don't think it will be either. Although, I don't know. This is the one I feel like could go anyway, right? Yeah. It really just depends. But I think just Warzone's so huge. If you look at like what's being streamed, what big streamers are playing, what there's tournaments
well,
about.
Which of those games would you want to play?
Warzone.
Yeah, same. If I had to choose, I don't really want to play any of those games. But if I had to choose, Warzone for sure.
Yeah. Best Indie, Carry On, Fall Guys, Ultimate Knockout, Hades, Spelunky 2, and Spiritfarer.
Seems like that's going to be Hades, right? Just by...
I mean, by the fact that it's nominated in every other category, yeah. How could it not be Hades, yeah. Right?
Fall Guys was cool, though. Like, it definitely didn't have staying power, but it felt very, like... I don't know. Fall Guys was, I think, kind of a special game.
Wait, this is some bullshit. Oh, best mobile game.
Ooh, is Genshin Impact not on there?
It is, but that's what's bullshit. It's not a mobile game, all right?
Yes, it is.
Among Us, Call of Duty Mobile, Genshin Impact, Legends of Runeterra, Pokemon Cafe Mix.
It's going to be Genshin Impact for sure.
I think and it is too, so. But I just don't think it's that great as a mobile game in some
it's
ways.
The only
right?
way
I
feel I've like played it.
Yeah, I just like Call of Duty Mobile is a better mobile implementation than Genshin Impact.
No, it's not.
Right? Call of Duty Mobile is great.
It's not great. It's fine. It's like it's not great. I've played it. It's cool. Like, it's cool for what it is, but it's not a good game.
I've played all of these, but Pokemon Cafe Mix on mobile. And I feel like Genshin Impact is, compared to playing it on PC, is sort of unplayable in mobile.
Yeah, I guess
you know,
I'm just used to it.
It takes the magic away from it completely playing that game on mobile. Or I feel like Call of Duty is like, play like. I don't know. I've had fun playing it, yeah. You know?
I should give it another shot now that I have a new phone. That might be kind of fun.
Yeah. I feel like Genshin should win. I feel like Legends of Runeterra could win because it's Riot. And
Genshin's going to win.
All right, we'll see.
No, of all of these categories, except for the indie one, which will be Hades, I'd be shocked if Genshin didn't win.
You want to bet $3.25?
Yes.
All right. It's a bet. Best community support. I don't care.
Yeah, I don't care about that.
Best VR AR.
Ooh.
Dreams. Half-Life Alyx. Marvel's Iron Man VR. Star Wars Squadrons. Or The Walking Dead. Saints and Sinners.
I've only played that, but I suspect, from what I understand, Half-Life Alyx will be a shoe-in, right? Because that's like a pretty...
Yeah.
That's a pretty... Like, that's the pinnacle of what VR is capable of right now, from what I understand.
It has to be. Yeah. It has to be. Accessibility, innovation and accessibility. I feel like we don't have a leg to like,
I don't
even
a,
know how to talk about
yeah,
that.
I'm not qualified to have an opinion.
Best action, Doom Eternal, Hades, Half-Life Alyx, Neo 2, Streets of Rage 4.
I mean, I'll say I look forward to playing all those games. Like, they all sound awesome, but I don't really have an opinion on this one.
I mean, I didn't play Neo 2, so I can't say. But Hades is so good.
Yeah.
It's such a good game.
It sounds great.
I love it. Best action adventure. I don't know why this is different.
What the hell?
Assassin's Creed Valhalla, Ghost of Tsushima, Marvel Spider-Man, Miles Morales, Ori and the Will of the Wisp, Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order, Last of Us Part 2.
Not Jedi Fallen Order. That's for
not
sure.
Not Jedi Fallen
that
Order.
Game is whack
not
as
Ori.
Well.
I mean, I didn't play Ori, but I played Ori 1, and that game's not even fun to play.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing
that I think the Last of Us 2 should not like. I mean, it is an action adventure, but it almost feels like it should not be in this category. You know?
Yeah, it's like a narrative. It's weird to like. Yeah,
but Ghost of Tsushima would be my go-to in that. It was like, yeah, that's exactly what it was. It was a high quality, really fun, cool open world action game. Like, that would get my vote.
So here's the category right here:
okay.
Best role playing game.
Ooh.
Final Fantasy VII Remake, Genshin Impact,
nope.
Persona 5 Royal,
yes.
Wasteland 3, Yakuza, Like a Dragon.
What was that? Can you say that again?
Like un Dragon.
Thank you. Thank you for indulging me.
That was Espanol.
Yeah, no, I love that. That was cool. Like a Dragon.
You like I mean,
Persona 5.
I wish it was Persona.
It should be. I don't think it will be. Also, to be fair, it's not really, that's not really fair because it is, you know, 70% the same game. And it is, you know, 5-year-old game. I will say, without question, that is the game. I love that game so deeply. So I'm going to give it that one. But I don't know. What do you think?
I think Final Fantasy will win.
You think so? Interesting.
Yeah. Just because it's Final Fantasy. In some ways, I think, well, in some ways, I think Yakuza should win out of this list because it's like, it's at least it's on its own. Like, it's not a remake.
Yeah.
It's not an upgrade.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Genshin's fine, but it's just a gacha game, like, at its core.
Yeah. It is a Breath of the Wild clone.
Yeah, kind of. But Yakuza is at least a fulfilling, an actual
role-playing game. Yeah, I would like Yakuza to win.
I don't think
I don't think so either. But I'm glad Yakuza is finally getting recognition, you know?
I am too. I am too.
You deserve it.
Best fighting game, Granblue Fantasy Versus, Mortal Kombat 11, Street Fighter V Champions Edition, One Punch Man, A Hero Nobody Knows, Undernight Inbirth EXE Late CL/R.
Oh, God, I love that. I don't really have an opinion here. I mean, I like Mortal Kombat, but I haven't played any of these games except Mortal Kombat, so.
I think as a fighting game, Granblue Fantasy is actually the best one on this list.
Yeah, probably. I bet that's true.
I think Mortal Kombat will win because I think it's the most filled out. It's got a campaign that's interesting. They continue to kind of iterate on it. Where Granblue Fantasy is very much just an Arc System Works fighting game. You know.
Yep. I think that's probably fair. That Mortal Kombat game fucking rocks, though.
Best family. The Stein family. The Peril family.
The Peril family? Which one's that's my name.
Yeah, it's the Stein family or the Peril family, the best family.
I'm going to go with the Peril family.
Oh, bad choice. No, best family is the category. Animal Crossing New Horizon, Crash Bandicoot 4, Fall Guys, Mario Kart Live, Minecraft Dungeons, or Paper Mario.
It's interesting. I mean, I played Crash Bandicoot 4, and I liked it way more than I was expecting. It was so much better than I thought. I really liked it.
It does look really good.
Yeah, it's shockingly good. Animal Crossing, though, is like...
Has to win, right?
It probably does. Yeah, as far as family games go, what could beat Animal Crossing, honestly? Everyone played it. Everyone loves it. It's so fun and charming. Like, yeah, it's got to be Animal Crossing.
I don't know how it could be anything else. Best Sim Strategy. What a weird category. Crusader Kings 3. Desperados 3. I don't even know what that is. Gears Tactics. Microsoft Flight Simulator. Or XCOM.
Yeah, I don't have an opinion on this at all.
I'm going to say Microsoft Flight Simulator.
Likely, yeah. I've heard Desperados 3 is excellent, but I haven't played it.
What a weird fucking category to put those together.
It is weird.
Best sports, I'm not going to read because we don't know.
We're not sports
Tony Hawk's
people.
In there, so it's probably I guess we say Tony Hawk. Yeah. Best multiplayer.
Ooh, this will be good for
Animal
you.
Animal Crossing, no. Among Us, Warzone, Fall Guys, or Valorant. Finally a category where I played all the games.
I'd say Fall Guys, as far as like accessibility. As far as like purely pick up and play, I know Warzone's probably a better game, but like if you're like, here's Fall Guys, and you wouldn't have to explain it, you're just like, here you go, you press forward, try and get to the end.
I also say Fall Guys.
Yeah. Fall Guys was
That's
fun.
That's all I have to say.
It's interesting how like, I play very little Fall Guys, but it made a huge impact on me for some reason. Like, I think I only played like 3 or 4 hours, but I had so much fun, and it was so pure that I really like have a deep love for that game, even though I've played very little of it.
Yeah, I think Fall Guys is really good.
Yeah.
I feel like Among Us could sort of win, but I think that would be kind of it's not much of a game.
Yeah, I don't,
you know, like, it's great for what it is, but it's...
I'm not a big fan, but...
Valorant's bad.
Yeah, Valorant, not Valorant. Sucks ass.
Please not. Yeah.
If it's Valorant, that's really upsetting.
I'm
that's such a like
game
a fucking,
if they
yeah, that's such a fucking corporate like cash grab of a game. I hate that game.
Yeah, it's terrible. Content creator, we don't really care.
It should be Leo Perl and Tony Stein, really, I think, probably.
I'm looking for him on the list.
Are they not on there? Well, it's a write-in.
Oh. Yeah, I hope Alana Pierce wins, I guess, if I have to pick one.
She's cool.
She seems very nice.
Yeah, I like her.
Maybe it's because she's Australian. Australian people are so nice.
Mm.
Well, some are... Well, they're not bogans, as they call them in Australia.
Is that what they call
you know what a bogan is, Leo?
No.
It's kind of like it's kind of like a redneck or like a hillbilly in Australia. So, you know, I talk with that thick Australian accent, and they're like drunk all the time, and they're just being a bogan, you know?
Right. Right then.
Right.
No, that's English. Fuck.
All right. Esport athlete, I don't know. Esport coach, I know far less.
Definitely don't know.
Esport event, I should not be the one to judge. Best esport game, we can call out this one.
What are the options?
Modern Warfare, Counter-Strike, Fortnite, League of Legends, or Valorant?
I actually don't know because I don't watch esports. So, actually, I have no idea. What do you think?
Out of this list, I begrudgingly say League of Legends.
Yeah, probably. They're just kind of still the king, right?
I mean, yeah. I mean, it's just... It's the only thing... It's the only esports games I've actually watched this year. Like, yeah. I watched some of Worlds, and I have not had any interest in seeing any other event in any other of these games, right? Like,
I mean, they got KDA, you know?
Yeah, they got that KDA. They just still kind of have that drawing power of like, oh, it's Worlds, you should check it out. And you're like, yeah, I'll check it out, like, right?
Yes, I mean, I watched that KDA video and I couldn't give a shit less about League, so that does say something. Like, it's beyond even if you don't care about the game, it's sort of an event in and of itself. So yeah, I think that's fair.
Yep, so that's it. Are there any notable standouts you see, things that should be here that you feel like got missed?
This is just my own bullshit, but I think Resident Evil 3 was really underrated. And I'm not saying it should be here. It shouldn't be. It's not an incredible game. It shouldn't be up there with The Last of Us at all. But I guess I just am going to use this as my platform to say that game got a bad rap because it's short, but it's fucking awesome. And it is such a cool roller coaster. And it is so well done, and it looks insane, and the achievement system is totally awesome, and Jill is so cool. She's so cool. Like, she's so fun and, like, hilarious, and the voice actress is great. She looks cool. Like, I don't know. I think that game got a bad rap, and if you at all like Resident Evil games, you should give it a shot, knowing it is, you know, it's a little different. It's kind of a spinoff, but it is fucking great, and I
really love the intro. Jill's so cool.
Yeah.
Like in that intro sequence, yep. Like where she turns into a fucking zombie lady, and
or when she's like shooting Nemesis in the face and he doesn't even react, or when she like runs him over and drives off the building, it's so cool. And then the best line of 2020, by far, is "Bitch can't even swim." That's so funny, and it's so cool, yeah. And it's so like weird, and yeah. Anyway, I'm just sorry to see that game didn't get nominated for more, even though I totally do understand why not. What about you? Did you find any like notable?
Well, just what you say about Resident Evil 3, like, you know, people get so beefed on short games. Like, I'm excited for Miles Morales to be short.
Yeah, yeah, like, I know. That's the thing, like, as you get people older, complain, right?
Like, you could complete it in 30 hours and get everything, like, and I'm like, great. I won't even play that much. You know,
You know, no, I love that idea of 100%ing a game in 25 hours. Like, that sounds amazing.
Yeah, if I could get through everything in a couple of weeks, like, I'd be pretty pumped, you know, like, I'd be pretty happy about that. But, no, I didn't see anything particularly I thought was left out. Like, I think Persona kind of deserves more hype than it got. I know it's a game that we've had before, but, like, the music's better than any of these other games' music.
Yeah. No,
like,
you're right, actually. That's a good point. It is just, you know, it's not really fair because it is an update versus a new game.
Yeah, if you're going to include it all, like, it should be available for all the categories. Yeah. And, like, if it was in best music, it would be hands down be the best music.
Without question.
Like, maybe it won last year, so they don't want to talk about it again.
It should win probably every year for the next, like, 15 years.
Yeah, I am, I guess that's kind of it. Like, there wasn't too much stuff. I don't know, this year I feel like didn't have a ton of, like, real bangers in that sense.
You loved Genshin Impact. Like, we joke about it, but that seemed like a game you really enjoyed.
I wish it got more mentions, like, outside of mobile, yeah. But, like, I don't know what I would think it should get put in for, right? Like, I don't think it has the best performances.
It's got the cutest anime girls.
It's, yeah, they should have, like, a best waifu category, and that way...
Can you imagine it all if be Genshin Impact girls. They would just be fucking destroyed. Be funny.
Yeah, and they need a VTuber of the year category for all these VTubers
and video game podcast of the year.
Yeah, we need to celebrate them and video game podcast of the year, because there'd only be one nominee.
Yeah,
Yeah, that'd be Game Informer. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah.
Watch out for fireballs. It's pretty good, too.
Yeah, watch out for fireballs. Okay, with that under our belt, do you guys have any nominees you feel like were missed?
Yeah.
Who do you guys think is going to win Game of the Year?
Yeah, I'd love to hear your guys' thoughts.
I'd love to hear your thoughts. TechYeahPodcast@gmail.com or TechYeahPodcast on Twitter and Facebook.
We got our own platform now.
Come check us out. Say hi. Thank you guys so much for listening. We appreciate it. We love you guys. And go play some games. I'm going to go play some PS5 games.